Welcome to First Class with Jared and Peter. My name is Jared Cohen. I'm joined today by special guest Jack Nyker. Peter is out for the night. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got a great show for you tonight. Going to be kicking some tunes for the next hour or so. We'll get right back to you. We're going to be starting off with a classic, Nas Is Like.
Freedom of jail, clips inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. First it was nasty, but times have changed. Ask me now, I'm the artist, but hardcore, my signs for pain. I spent time in the game, kept my mind on fame. Saw fiends shoot up and do lines of cocaine. Saw my close friend shot, flatline am I sane? That depends, carry Mac-10s to practice my aim. On rooftops, tape CD covers the trees. Line a barrel up with your weak pitch. And squeeze street scriptures for lost souls in the crossroads, to the corner thugs hustling for cars that cost dough, to the big dogs living large, taking it light, pushing big toys, getting nice, join your life is what you make it. Suicide, few tried to take it, belt tied around their neck and jail cells naked. Heaven and hell, rap legend, presence is felt, and of course NAS are the letters that spell
Nas is like life or death. I'm a rapper, my poetry's deep, I never felt Nas is like, Nas is like.
Earth, wind, and fire, rims and tires, bulletproof glass inside is the realest driver. Planets in orbit, line them up with the stars. Tarot cards, you can see the Pharaoh Nas. Iron Mike, Messiah type, before the Christ, after the death, the last one left. Let my cash invest in stock. Came a long way from blasting text on blocks. Went from Seiko to Rolex. Owning acres from the projects with no chips to large cake though. Dimes giving fellatio. Siete zeros. Bet my nine spit for the pesos. But what's it all worth? Can't take it with you under this earth. Rich men died and tried, but none of it worked. They just robbed your grave. I'd rather be alive and paid before my numbers call. History's made. Some are fall, but I rise, thug or die. Making choices that determine my future under the sky. To rob, steal, or kill, I'm wondering why. It's a dirty game, is any man worthy of fame? My success to you, even if you wish me the opposite. Sooner or later, we'll all see who the prophet is.
Nas is like life or death, I'm a rapper. My poetry's deep, I never felt. Nas is like half man, half amazing.
Come on,
no doubt. Nas is like life or death, I'm a rapper. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
Sex to a nympho, but nothing sweet. I'm like beef, busting heat through your windows. I'm like a street sweeper, green leaf reaper. Like Greeks in Egypt, learning something deep from their teachers. I'm like crime, like your nine. Your man you would die for, always got you. I'm like pop, dude you would cry for. I'm like a whole lot of loot. I'm like Chris Money, corporate accounts from a rich company. I'm like ecstasy for ladies. I'm like all races combined in one man. Like the 99 Summer Jam, bulletproof, I'm a man. I'm like being locked down around new faces, and none of them fam. I'm the feeling of a millionaire spending 100 grand. I'm a poor man's dream, a thug poet. Live it and I write it down and I watch it blow up. Y'all know what I'm like, y'all play it in your system every night now.
Nas is like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt. Nas is like half man, half amazing. No doubt. Nas is like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
That was Nas Is Like. You're listening to First Class with Jared and Peter here on WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with my friend Jack Nyker, longtime listener of the show, first time guest host, if I'm right about that.
You are right about that, Jared. I'm a big fan. I was honored to sub in for Peter today. Unfortunately, he's asleep.
Yeah, he was feeling a little bit sleepy.
Yeah. I'm wide awake and I'm ready to fill in for him to the best of my ability. engage in all that First Class has to offer, spin some tunes, contribute some insight where necessary. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you. And I'm sure every radio show that has been on WMFO for the last 2 days has talked about this, but it's been an interesting time to be a Tufts student the past couple days.
I'd say we have finals coming up, and nothing newsworthy other than that.
I think someone else was also thinking about the fact that we have finals coming up.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make something newsworthy.
Yeah. You're right about that. The Green Line opened up, and it's been long awaited. I really don't know what else is going on.
I think too many good things were happening.
Yeah.
The semester's coming to an end. You know, it's winter time. It's holiday season. The Green Line opens. Everyone's having fun, and someone just had to make a mess of it for everyone.
Oh,
but at the same time,
the bomb threat. I forgot about
wow.
that. Wow. Yeah. Tufts has now received two, I guess, seemingly credible bomb threats throughout the past few days, which have resulted first in the evacuation of several buildings on campus, then in the postponement and moving online of all finals. And it's intense and it's scary. And it's kind of unclear what's going to happen in the near and long term with this. I guess if this is a consistent thing, I don't really know how they'd even handle that. If this is a one-off incident, that's also pretty scary.
Well, it's been a two-off incident.
It's been a two-off incident, and it seems not to be stopping.
Yeah, I think I speak for every Tufts student that we're all waking up tomorrow seeing if it's going to be a three-off incident.
Yeah, yeah. And if it is, you know, who knows? Could it be a four-off incident? Could it be a five-off incident?
Yeah, could it be a we-never-come-back-off incident? Because they succeeded in getting finals postponed. It's online now. Can they get the whole year online? I think that's next up.
Yeah, if there was any intention from a student in these bomb threats, which I'm not saying, I have no knowledge. I want to make that very clear. But if that was the case, which it very well might have been, they've certainly succeeded. Though, again, that's just speculation. I can't speak to any knowledge outside of what has been publicly released.
Yeah, I don't think any of us can, but it's something that's going to be on all of our minds. Something else that was on our minds, I kept hearing there's going to be a huge announcement from a former president. And wow, the announcement was even greater than I could have imagined.
Jared, I have a very interesting investment opportunity for you. Imagine you have $100. Imagine you love our favorite president. This has just been announced. President Donald Trump is announcing or beginning an NFT collection. You can get a photo of Trump as Superman. You can get a photo as Trump in a mob boss outfit. You can get a photo of Trump with red eyes. And you know what's important about this? When you pay for it, you own it.
And just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. Get someone you love that Trump Superman NFT. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
If you're not getting your loved ones an official Donald J. Trump NFT for the holiday season, do you really love them? I think that is a question that will be asked across the country, frankly. And I think it's a huge announcement that couldn't be topped by any other announcement. And I think, you know what? He's paving the future for politics. Everyone wanted a Donald Trump NFT for Christmas.
Yeah, this really shows that the Donald Trump, I'm actually a political science student, so I know a lot about domestic politics. This really shows Donald Trump is at the height of his game. This is not a low-level cash grab, a scam in any way. This is a serious presidential contender, engaging directly with his fan base in a way that no one wants him to.
And you know he's legit because, as he said at the start of the video, he was a better president than Lincoln and Washington. Not one or the other, but both. Yeah. And I think, you know, everyone knows a sign of a great person is that they speak about their greatness all the time and don't let others do it for them.
That's a great point, Jared.
In all seriousness, please don't spend your money on an official Donald Trump NFT.
If you do buy a Donald Trump NFT or have interest in doing so, please contact me. I'm interested in buying a majority stake in one.
And if you have bought an official Donald Trump NFT, please give us a call at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. We'd love to talk about what was going through your head when you chose to make that purchase. And I'm sure we'll have a great time. But we'll get back to some music. We'll have some great conversations later in the show. I think, you know, Jack has had some milkshakes on the mind recently. I'm not sure. So we're going to be having a conversation about milkshakes later. But right now, we're going to get back to the music. Some more 90s rap for you tonight. We got Takeover. It's Jay-Z.
Come on!
ROC, we running this rap shit. Memphis Bleak, we running this rap shit. B-Mac, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Oh, it's Spark, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. The takeover, the break's over, nigga. Guard MC, me, J-Hover. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test. Your chest in a line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing them boys to men, them boys pull win. This is grown man B.I. Get you rolled in the triage, biatch. Your reach ain't long enough, dunny. Your peeps ain't strong enough, fuck up. Rockefeller is the army, better yet the navy. Niggas will kidnap your baby, spit at your lady. We bring knife to fist fight, kill your drama. We kill you motherfucking ants with a sledgehammer. Don't let me do it to you, dunny, cause I overdo it. So you won't confuse it with just rap music. ROC, we running this rap shit. MEZ, we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. You're zipped up in plastic, when it happens, that's it. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I don't care if you mob deep, I hold triggers to cruise. You little fuck, I got money stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing weight, back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures, I seen you. Then you dropped shook ones, switch your demeanor. Well, we don't believe you, you need more people. Rockefeller, students of the game, we passed the class, cause nobody can read you dudes like we do. Don't let them gas you like Jigger his ass and won't clap you. Trust me on this one, I'll detach you. Mind from spirit, body from soul. To have to hold a mask, put your body in a hole. No, you're not on my level, get your breaks tweaked. I sold what your whole album sold in my first week. You guys don't want it with hope. Ask Nas, he don't want it with hope. No! ROC, we running this rap shit. B Single, we running this rap shit. MEZ, we running this rap shit. Get zipped up in plastic, when it happens, that's it. Oh, it's Sparks, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I know you missing us, the but along with celebrity comes about 70 shots to your frame, nigga. You are use the fag model for car, can I Esco ass. Went from nasty Nas to Esco's trash. Had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage. Fell from top 10 to not mention at all. To your bodyguards, Uchi Wally's verse better than yours. Matter of fact, you had the worst flow on the whole fucking song. But I know the sun don't shine, the sun don't shine. That's why you're late. Careers come to an end, it's only so long fake thugs can pretend. Nigga, you ain't live it, you witnessed it from your folks' pad. You scribbled in your notepad and created your life. I showed you your first tech on tour at Large Professor. Then I heard your album about your tech on the dresser. So yeah, I sampled your voice, you was using it wrong. You made it a hotline, I made it a hot song. And you ain't get a coin, nigga, you was getting fucked in. I know who I paid, God, Searchlight Publishing. Use your... You said you been in this 10, I've been in it 5. Smart enough, Nas. 4 albums in 10 years, nigga. I could divide, that's one every, let's say 2. 2 of them shit was due. 1 was Nas, the other was Illmatic. That's a 1 hot album, every 10-year average, and that's so. Nigga, switch up your flow, your shit is garbage. You trying to kick knowledge? Your niggas gonna learn to respect the king. Don't be the next get tested on that Summer Jam screen. Because you know who, yeah, you know what, when you know who. Just keep that between me and you, nigga. ROC, we running this rap shit. MEZ, we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. Get zipped up in plastic, when it happens, that's it. wait, wait, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. A wise man told me don't argue with fools, cause people from a distance can't tell who is who. So stop with that childish shit, nigga, I'm grown. Please leave it alone, don't throw rocks at the throne. Do not bark up that tree will fall on you. I don't know why your advisors ain't forewarned you. Please, not Jay, he's not for play. I don't slack a minute. All that thug rapping and gimmicks, I will end it. All that yapping be finished. You are not deep, you made your bed, now sleep. Don't make me expose you to them folks that don't know you. Nigga, I know you well, all the stolen jewels. Twinkle toes, you breaking my heart. Can't fuck with me, go play somewhere, I'm busy. And all you other cats throwing shots at Jigga, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas.
That was Takeover by Jay-Z. Next up, for the Christmas theme, we know it's the holidays. And Jack has a favorite of his coming up next. What do we got?
We have Jeezy the Snowman from the album Jeezy the Snowman by Mr. Young Jeezy.
Wow, I'm very excited for this.
Jeezy the Snowman, I make it wintertime. Heard the streets hungry, well it's dinner time. I was in the state patrol, they patrol the state. Jeezy the Snowman, I patrol
the white. Three
seals, old for the 19-5. Front door service, she ain't even gotta drive. Stacks on deck, fuck what a hell think. Lot of dead white boys, equal money in the bank. CTE is a click that I claim. Know some real niggas that claim the same thing. They don't want war, these niggas want peace. 72 carats on my snowman piece. I'm dope boy, fresh 4X black tee. And there's a million motherfuckers feeling just like me. We rollin' fat like that Oprah bitch. Color purple, all we smoke is that purple shit. See the red dogs run like black cats. Cost the work, but I'm holding on to my strap. Hustle music, we call it trap hop. A whole lot of baking soda in a glass pot.
Big shout to Bankhead. Shout to Pittsburgh. Can't forget Mechanicsville. Shout to East Point.
We have a caller on the air right now. Yo, let us know. What's up? What's your name? Why are you calling in?
Where are you from?
This is Zach from Baltimore, and I'm here because I bought a Donald Trump NFT.
Wow, you heard that here first, guys. First Class with Jared and Peter, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a caller who bought a Donald Trump NFT. Wow, that is unbelievable. Now, which one did you buy? Did you buy the one with the Superman pose, the cowboy one? Can you think of any others?
Did you buy the waiter NFT where Trump is dressed as a waiter and he has a tiny Italian mustache on him?
I actually got the one where he's T-posing from Fortnite.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That's a really
I've heard
good
that the value on that one's going to go up a lot. Yeah.
I know. I've been big into the NFT, big into the metaverse, but there's just nothing more in my mind than that. And also just Jumbo's football. I mean, holy.
Jumbo's football, for sure. And I heard you were a big investor in FTX.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but
were you a minor investor in FTX?
I definitely considered it, but I didn't really know too much on the matter at the time. I was more investing in local companies, trying to make a dollar, make $4.
Now, I have a lot of money, frankly, an embarrassing amount of money, on the under on Tyler Huntley passing yards this weekend. And I was wondering what a Donald Trump NFT owner like you would say about that.
Well, to be honest, I actually love that. I mean, I could not think of anything that I love more. I mean, I like it. I like all the under Mac Jones props are always...
Whoa. That's not what I said.
But if there's a bet to take, and I don't know, I mean, I'm not sure if gambling is legal in Massachusetts currently. Can we get a check on that?
I don't think it is.
Okay, well...
Well, you have to be 21. I'm not sure.
Illegal or not illegal, I'm telling you, there's some great bets out there. There's good. There's really good. And I got some locks for you, Jared. Do you want them or not?
No, I do want them.
All right, well, if you're looking at the board, it's the Colts +4. Jonathan Taylor is going to run through the Vikings The team's beat up. The team has no morale, and the team just has no heart. That's the first lock. Second, give me the Ravens. Bring it to me. Bring it, inject it into my veins. It's the Ravens money line. Maybe not spread. Maybe not anything else. It's just the Ravens. Win by a field goal. Just a bunch of gritty football. And you want a third? Your parlay guy, Jared?
I would love that.
Well, I think it's the Eagles. They're going into Chicago. It's cold. It's gross. It's wet. But it's nothing that Jalen Hurts can't handle. I think they murder him. I think they 25-piece Jalen Hurts secures the MVP bet that I already have placed 4 weeks before the season. And it's the Eagles. Fly the fly.
You know, I don't disagree with that. I think Hurts is going to have a lot of you know, people have been talking trash about him last week, and he's going to want to get some revenge this week. And I'll go back to Jalen Hurts in a second. I have a fantasy football predicament for you. I was a Kyler Murray starter. He was my number one. I'm 11-2 in this league. I'm 11-2. Kyler Murray tears his ACL. So immediately I pick up Huntley, I pick up Purdy, and I pick up Mike White. I just need to keep my options open. I have Mike White in that starting spot. Purdy was all right tonight. He wasn't anything.
Purdy had maybe the best game I've ever seen from a rookie quarterback.
Purdy was all right tonight.
He battled so much adversity. He read the defense.
I've got Mike White in there. We think that's the right choice? He's playing the Lions. Excuse me?
I don't know. I mean, it's just hard. What are the other ones in the waiver wire? Anything else? Any other options?
I mean, all the trash quarterbacks are there. I thought about Desmond Ridder maybe, but he's never started a game before. I could go with Mac Jones, but I think, you know, Mike White against the Lions. It's a playoff game for me. I'm in the playoffs, 11-2. I need to win.
Well, Jared, what's your opinion on corruption?
I mean, I would say at times I'm a very corrupt individual.
This is just like a hypothetical scenario. Like, if the worst team in that league ever just dropped the quarterback or some random guy, or like they made like a very fraudulent move to advance another person, what would you think of that if you're the person receiving that player?
Didn't you do that in our fantasy league 1 year?
Well, no, but I was going to draft Jared Goff. Or
I'm not talking about our league.
Oh, well, you're also 11-2 in that league.
Yeah, you thought I was starting. No, bro, I do not have Kyler Murray in the league. Different league. Sorry, I'm 11-2 in multiple leagues. Yeah, sorry to flex on you. This guy on the call right here, you know, he was once the fantasy Matthew Berry, and then he went, I think, 0-12 in our fantasy league this year.
I actually am on a hot streak. I have 2 wins. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, and I hope that every single one of the people listening into this podcast in whatever country.
Okay, you keep calling it a podcast. It is not a podcast. It's very disrespectful. We are live on the radio right now. We've
radio
got
show.
Yeah,
bad.
Let's see how many listeners we've got. Let's see. We've got, oh, sorry, I didn't refresh the page correctly. We got 21 listeners. That's not even that bad.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, so maybe stop calling it a podcast. I was going to give you credit for actually saying that Jalen Hurts would be good like 3 years ago, and I was not on board with that take, and you ended up being right. But now I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, it's on me. I'm sorry for the disrespectful podcast calling. I'm just a big podcast guy. Speaking of Jalen Hurts.
Okay, you just did it again.
No, I said I'm not. It's not a podcast. I said speaking of podcast. I've been really into this New Heights podcast, and on the platform with Jason and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I don't care about that, but there's this one podcast I do love, the Word Salad podcast. I think you guys should go give that a try. Well, thank you, Zach, for calling in. Appreciate you buying a Donald Trump NFT and coming to talk to us about it. Next song I have up is just for you. It is special. I know it's dear to your heart. We've got a... Could you guess what... There's one word. It's a 3 words are in the name of the song. What can you guess one of those words?
I'm hoping something to do with money.
Oh, wow. Right on. You hit the nail on the head. We've got Old Dirty Bastard. It's got your money. Thank you, Zach, for calling in. Have a great night.
Hey, thank you, money man. Peace.
You too.
Oh, baby. Dedicated to all the pretty girls in the world, and the ugly girls too.
splitting anyway, baby. You give me your number, I call you up. You act like your pussy on interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you say you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitches, niggas, put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it in this house, cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga. The coochie won't get moist. If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money.
Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. I said, hey, baby, I got your money. Hey, dirty. Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. I said, hey, baby, I got your money.
Yo, so I glanced at the girl, girl glanced at me. I whispered in the air, you wanna be with me? You wanna look pretty though in my video. Oh, dirty on my hat and I let you all know. Just dance if you caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. I don't want no problems cause I put you down in the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just dirt dog trying to make somebody. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know, better look at me funny. No, you know my name down, give me my money.
Hey, dirty.
Sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girl.
I said, hey.
Just sing it right
baby,
now.
Baby, I got your money.
If dirty one is hey, money, I think dirty. Y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your
that's
money.
That's how I like you, girl.
Like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out and let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist saying, this so nice. The price, bitch, is diamond shining disco line. You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them. Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo. But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty. God made dirt and dirt bust your ass. Stop annoying me, yeah, play my music loud. And take the bats and old dirty to move the crowd.
Just say he had his dick in his mouth. Eddie Murphy taught me that back of the
but
house.
But give him the money.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said wasn't gonna work.
Word. That old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Easy. Suckers. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? a fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Say what?
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chase him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
You're back on WMFO 91.5. That was Boys in the Hood, Eazy-E. I'm back with my boy Jack Nyker filling in for Peter Kane. We've had a great week, honestly, aside from the bomb threats and the finals and the studying. We've been watching a lot of movies, and it's been great. I don't watch too many movies. This guy over here watches too many movies, but he put us on
the right amount.
He put
just
us on to some good ones.
One of the movies we watched is a real favorite of mine called There Will Be Blood. It's directed by the great Paul Thomas Anderson, stars Daniel Day-Lewis and Paul Dano, and it made a really big impression on Jared in a way that I didn't expect.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, it was a treat. I'd been wanting to watch it for a long time. I've heard such great things about it, but really, it blew me away. It was entertaining, it was gripping. It was weirdly funny, but also serious, which I don't know if there's a way to explain that. It's endlessly quotable. Endlessly quotable.
But there's one quote in specific that Jared keeps saying around the house like a crazy person. Jared, you got that clip?
I believe that I do.
Jamie, cue that up for me.
Do you hear it?
And I have a straw. There it is. That's a straw. See? Watch it. And my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Wow.
It doesn't get any better. For lovers of cinema, for lovers of milkshakes.
Really?
Really just one of the most amazing scenes in any movie ever.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. And something about drainage and then and I just, it was unbelievable. We recommend you guys, if you're not going to watch it, at least just go look that up. I drink your milkshake. Unbelievable.
Just if you're not going to watch the movie, look up the last ending scene, last 10 minutes or so. And if you don't want to watch the movie after that, there's something wrong with you.
And then we watched Prisoners, which we'd been talking about watching for several weeks, gets added to Netflix like the day we're planning on watching it, immediately becomes the number one most watched movie in the country. So now it feels like we're hopping on, but really we'd been planning to watch it. Another good movie, I would say.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Prisoners. I had started it, watched the first hour or so, and then just not resumed it at one point earlier in my life. But it's a very good, gripping movie. It's a mystery of sorts, very suspenseful. Sort of, I guess, in the line of something like Seven or Zodiac. You know, there's a abduction that needs resolving. And it's resolved violently.
Surprise!
Yeah.
Someone gets taken prisoner? Like, unreal.
Yeah. I never could have expected this. But that was a great movie.
And then we followed it up with The Departed, which everyone had seen but me, apparently.
Yeah, I was not there for that, but I have seen The Departed maybe 10 times. It's a very pivotal film for me. Jared, what did you think of Matt Damon's character? Did that remind you of anyone?
Is it supposed to remind me of someone?
Maybe your other co-host at all? Did you see that in any way?
Like, they just lie a lot?
No, like, did Matt Damon physically remind you of Peter?
You think he looks like Peter?
I thought he acted like Peter in that movie.
Like, in what way?
I don't know, just like his mannerisms. Did you not see that?
Like, oh, he's a dirty little rat?
Whoa! I would never say that about Matt Damon's character.
It seems that that's what you're implying, that he's a little dirty rat,
no,
and that
just,
Peter might be a dirty little rat.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying the way that he just, like...
You can't believe anything he says.
I mean, this is all true about Peter, but that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I love Peter. I'm saying, like, just like the way he talks. Like, actually literally talks.
I guess I didn't think about that, but, I mean, I should go back and maybe... Yeah. And any listeners, you've heard Peter talk on our show. If you think he reminds you of any movie characters who have done horrible things, then Jack is probably friends with you.
Matt Damon's character in The Departed is totally not guilty of any horrible things.
And people say I look a lot like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I've heard that as well. I've actually been the main driver of those rumors. But no, Peter Kane, great guy.
Damon's character, great guy, did nothing wrong. Yeah. And he's recommending that guy for the Medal of Merit.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's a lot of needless blame going around on Jared, throwing a lot of harsh accusations around. I just saw a sort of interesting resemblance between a character in a movie and my friend, and Jared seemed to take that much farther than I thought he would.
If I said, like, oh, my friend reminds me a lot of Emperor Palpatine, what comparison are we supposed to draw there?
Well, I didn't mean in like his personal character. I just meant like the way he speaks.
I'm just messing with you.
All right. My apologies, Peter, if you're listening, but I know you're not.
He's sleepy. He's a little sleepy.
I know.
And you know, Matt Damon was feeling kind of sleepy at the end of that film too. And anyways, we're gonna be moving on to our next song, continuing the '90s rap, or this might have come out in the 2000s. We've got Rock Cocaine Flow by De La Soul.
Mike rhymes, beat up average MCs of the times. Unlike them, we craft gems. So systematically inclined to pen lines without saying the producer's name. I'm over the track. Yeah, I said it. What you need to do is get back to reading credits. Read the medics alphabetically stuck on that English shit. Now, before we bore that short shot, pure rock, okay, bro. From the top of the key for three villain. Been on in the game as long as he can really swim. Turn the corner spinning, bust that ass and get up. Dust off the mask, whoever laugh, give him a head up. He got jumped, it pumped his adrenaline. He said it made him tougher than a bump of raw medicine. To write all night long, the hourglass is still slow. Flow from hellborn to free power like Lil Cole. And still owe bills, pay dues forever. Slave use when it comes to who's more cleverer. Used to wore leather goose feet with the fur collar. And charge the fee for loose leaf, words per dollar, you heard holler. Broader dude, we need food. Eat your teams for sure, the streets all seem rude. For fam like the Partridges, pardon him for the mix up. Battle for your Atari cartridges or put your kicks up, it's a stick up. Put your blicks up. He's ready for cuts, he's full like penile flicks. Give him 20. The danger in his eyes will let you know he's a brawler. Bring your tallest champs like that much taller. Tall, 10 pounds heavier. One step ahead of it. Vocab, stamina, styles all irrelevant. Camps and clicks, units, squad crews and clans. Even the tongues will fuck around. Boom, drum, that bum. There goes that news van again. Act like you're new, like toucan salmon them. He eat rappers like part of a complete breakfast. Their rhymes ain't worth the weight of their cheap necklace. String them up, bring them up under whack jump snack. Get that out your hand, punk jump, and get your dunk smacked. Foul, we all know the rules, bro. You slow, you blow the super, you fools. His own boss like you. You go lights, camera, action with no makeup. We nail out to the death, or at least until we break up. Here's a couple of nice guys who finished first. So nice try, but the prize is eyes dispersed. They say the good die young, so I added some badass to my flavor to prolong my life over the drum. Everyone cools off from being hot. It's about if you can handle being cold or not.
And we were told to hop, but no one's dick by Prince Paul. We stayed original ever since, y'all. First to do a lot of things in the game, but the last to say it. No need to place it on a scale to weigh it. And don't do it for the praise or to raise the bar. Yeah, this phrase anyways, so amazing are the three L.I. brothers from the other way of thinking. Hey, your ladies winking. I think you need to control that, or I have to hold it.
The elements are airborne, I smell the success.
Yo, let's cookie cut this shit and get the gingerbread, man.
Sacrifice mics and push drugs to these rappers. Puff ponies till I turn blue in the lips. Sipping broads like 7-Up.
So refreshing.
I finger pop these verses like first dates. The birth date's September 21, 19, 68, 20, 21.
You're back on First Class with Jared and Peter, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got another caller. Who is this?
Hi, this is Joey Shiner calling in from Germantown, Maryland.
Wow, great to have you on the show, Mr. Shiner. Now, I have to ask, have you purchased a Donald Trump NFT?
I have not. I just recently heard about them. I would say yesterday around 2 p.m. Can't say I'm too intrigued, nor will I be purchasing.
Well, you know, our previous caller, one Zachary Q. Middleman, he said that he purchased one, and it was probably the best purchase he's ever made.
Okay, gotcha. I hope he has that thing on lockdown.
Would you say that based on that individual's fantasy football advice, you would be more or less likely to buy a Donald Trump NFT?
Oh, 100% less likely. If my knowledge is correct, I believe Zachary Q. Middleman finished at a whopping 1-12 record in our 10-man league playoff picture. I think he has fell off, not just in fantasy football, but in all aspects of life. So in that case, I will not be taking his advice and purchasing a Donald Trump NFT.
Yeah, those are fighting words right there. I'm sure he's listening. I'm sure he has something to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Going on any trips soon? How's life going?
Yeah, life is going good. So as I was just saying, in about two sleeps on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Local Standard Time, I will be having my first amateur career Muay Thai fight. And that is in preparation for an absolute rager of a trip to Miami, Florida, with the one and only host, Jared Cohen.
Wow, yeah, I'm excited. But I'm more excited to see you whoop somebody in this fight. What do you think your odds are?
Oh, yeah, so I actually talked to Vegas. A few of my agents reached out to them, and I am currently sitting at minus 450.
Dude, do you worry that knowing your odds, I guess so clearly, could influence you to take a dive?
I don't believe so.
I've heard the mafia are heavily involved.
Yeah. The amateur Muay Thai scene, my grandfather was in the mob, actually. He was involved.
Okay.
And
Frank Costello, right?
Yeah, Frank Costello from The Departed.
Love that guy.
Yeah. He was killed violently for his involvement in the Muay Thai scene. And I suggest you get out while you can.
Okay, my condolences.
Thank you.
I've had to experience that firsthand, although recently I have been awakened to the political scene of Muay Thai.
I heard your coach was forced out because of mafia ties.
So my coach was forced out by the mob boss that owns my gym. And when we tried to bring him back to corner our fight, he was rejected, so peacefully.
Wow.
I can definitely agree on that.
Well, look, kid, it seems like you have a great head on your shoulders. I don't want you to get in trouble in this Muay Thai scene. It's a dark path.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there going to be a live stream of this fight, anywhere we can watch it?
I don't believe it'll be live streamed. However, a recording will be posted to my 1.3 million follower social media account.
What's that? At Pickle Joey?
Yes, yeah, that.
Wow. Correct. And, I mean, I could still take you in a fight.
I believe so. I think it'll be my odds will be a little less favorited, but it'll be interesting for sure. You know, there are weight classes for a reason.
Yeah.
All right. All our listeners, be sure to follow Pickle Joey.
1.3 million followers.
You know, tune into this. Yeah. It's a big event.
And speaking of tying it back to the first conversation, it is on Donald Trump's social media app.
Oh, Truth Social.
It's on Truth.
It is on True Social. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Do you hear it here first? Pickle Joey, Muay Thai, Mafia sponsored, and then the official partner of Truth Social.
Yeah, the endorsements have really been rolling in. A little bit too much merch for my closet and drawers, but I'll find a way to deal with it.
You are truly an American hero. Anything else you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, you really put me on the spot here. Zachary Q. Middleman is a fraud. I hate that I have to follow up his, what's the opposite of greatness?
Suckiness.
LeBron.
Yeah, I hate that I have to follow up his suckiness, but I got put in this position. That's what I'm going to deal with, so that's how I'm feeling right now.
Well, we thank you for coming on the show. It was great to have you, and our next song is really about your fight and how much money I would put on you winning. It's I Got Five on it.
Wow. I'm truly honored.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Godspeed.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great night.
Great night.
Creep on in, on in, on in. Kinda broke the scene, y'all, so all I got is fire.
Player. Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that like to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. And some wrap my lips around the 40. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me, ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many hands to beat. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the reel before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. That I'm dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. Avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. That be throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the bag. Whenever I can, don't need no crutch. I'm so keyed up till the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogees get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own split cheek. What's up, don't babysit that. Better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my PO. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tangeray straight had me. Stop at the light, man. My yesternight thing got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kid. Up in smoke, yuck, I spray a layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's rolled up. I'm the roller that's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you do, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
I got five on it, got it, got your four, let's get keys. I got
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. Real slow. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on ya. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared of them, a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with. And then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
up, son. Word.
You got 91.5 Shook Ones, Mobb Deep.
For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is old. And when the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunday shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you could choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got you trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, M, you don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I gonna burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React quick, spill lyrics like Max, I hit your dome up. When I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free. Sonny shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He's just a shook one.